Thank you, Mark. Good morning, everybody. When I was at my last church I worked with, the preacher would come up here on this day, and he would bring up this rocking chair, and he would sit in the rocking chair, and he would give what he kind of called the State of the Union of the Church. I don't like to sit and talk to people. I think it's weird, but I thought that the idea of taking this time every year to kind of talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, the what does our future look like was definitely a good idea. And at this time of year, when we look towards the path to maybe, how many of you are going on a diet today? Three of you. How many of you are going to dedicate to reading your Bible at least more this year? How many of you are going to pray more this year? How many of you made those same resolutions last year? Did they work out? Did they ever work out? I think one of the reasons that these things don't work out is one of the reasons that I want to kind of have this conversation. When people think about this time of year, we typically think of the worst things that happened, right? I mean, there was a lot of bad things that happened last year. You could look at some of the things I listed here, especially there seems to be more shootings, mass shootings across the country. We're 3 years out and we're still dealing with COVID. That's probably now a permanent part of our lives, just like influenza is now a permanent part of our lives. We've got some proxy war going on across the world where we're sending billions of dollars and maybe the threat of nuclear war on the horizon. A great world leader was lost. There's unrest. And many of you probably don't care about any of those things, but you especially care about this last one, right? Because it's hurting all of us. But there's more than bad going on in the world. There's good. There's plenty of good. What good has gone on in your lives? I think back to this time of year, the good things that happened. You guys know I wrote not one, but two books this year. I wrote 200,000 words of fiction. None of you will probably ever read it, but I did that. I didn't accomplish it. I did something I've always wanted to do. And I didn't just do it once. I did it twice. I got to do another goal of mine. I've always wanted to perform a wedding ceremony, and I got to do that this year to the lovely bride and groom over there who has some exciting news of their own. Can I share your news? Yes. They're going to have a baby. That's exciting. I got to help my son coach Little League, and I didn't have to deal with the parents. That's the worst part about coaching Little League, by the way. But every week, I got to do one of my favorite things, which is spend time with you guys. I love Sunday because I love to worship God. I'm not a big fan of singing, but I recognize how important singing is to worship. But I especially love the fellowship part of worship. But lately, it seems like I've just been dragged down by that. Not because of you guys are dragging me down, but because I'm getting bogged down in other stuff. Did you see what I did this morning? I went from teaching little kids to doing communion prep to bringing the communion out here to jumping on stage to pray to going back out there to talk to about the bread, and then I took attendance and then communion would start, so I went back to deal with communion. I have not really got to worship at all today. And I say all these things to say, yeah, these are the bad things that happened to me, but these things don't concern me at all. What concerns me is what is happening here, right now, with the church. And I want you to realize that there is a lot of bad happening, just like these things. But despite the bad, we as Christians do what we do because we recognize Christ's promises in the world. We see that there is more to the mundane things we do in this life, and that what is going to happen next, that small sting we will have to experience with death, is only a small blip in the reality that comes way beyond the time that we will have with God, because He has given us that promise. We do what we do because we have a wonderful family. We have the best family in the world, the largest family in the world, with billions of people. Yeah, that's exciting. I don't know who said that, but I'm all with you. It's exciting. God Himself created this family. And yes, sometimes we're petty. Sometimes we argue and bicker. But it doesn't matter, because it is not blood or creed or race or nation or cause of political affiliation that unites us, but God Himself. So when Paul spoke the words in Galatians chapter 3, he said, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male, there is no female, for you are all one in Christ. Despite the bad that happens, we do what we do because He promises to protect us in moments like these. Yeah, my health is not nearly as good as it used to be. And that does terrify me a little bit. But God has said, do not worry about that. Focus on Me. I will take care of you. I will cause you. I will help you endure. I will give you grace, and I expect you to remain faithful. I expect you to speak the truth. I expect you to do the good work that comes with faith. So as we look at the state of the church, I want you all to keep those things in mind. Let's go to Him in prayer. Dear most Heavenly Father, we thank You for who You are. We thank You for Your promises. We thank You for the gift of life. That is a wonderful gift, Lord. And even though this life we know is full of sin, it's full of death and full of decay, we know that it is only a short trip to the eternity that we will have with You. As we explore who we are as Christians, who we are in the faith, as we worship You today, we hope that You lead us on the straight and narrow path. Thank You for these blessings. In Your most heavenly name we pray. Amen. Alright, let's talk about the bad. State of the church. Let's talk about the bad. The bad should be obvious because it's staring at us in this room. There's no getting around it. There are 46, 47 people in this room right now. And that has been going down for the last year. It's been going down as long as since COVID. Yeah, probably since COVID. We took a huge hit after COVID. And the problem with it is we want more people to come. We know where we're supposed to be, right? This is Sunday morning, we go to church. Does anybody not know that here? Well, there's certainly people out there that don't know that. But our numbers are in decline. And there are people who are still afraid of COVID. There are people who come maybe once a month. And we've been working with these people. The elders have been talking to these people. I have been talking to these people. But that's not even the only problem. The other problem is we have a lot of people not even coming on time or to our classes. We are doing everything we can to meet your needs. But frankly, when visitors come and they see our small size, they're not going to stay here. They're going to go to probably MCC or the Baptist Church or one of those churches that are pulling 1,000 members. So even when half their people don't come, there's still 500 people. I don't know what to do about that other than to say that we need to make sure our own house is in order and gets us on the right path. God, yes, certainly God does not take attendance. God does not care if you are here every single week. He doesn't care if you're late, but he does care where your heart is. He does care where you're placing him. And if you find that this becomes more and less important for you to attend church, even if the church isn't here, just church in general, then I think maybe you need to have a conversation with God. Or at least with one of the elders or myself. Definitely the elders. I want to defer to them on that excellent task right there. But yes, we do need to dress our numbers because we want things like our youth to grow. We are spending so much time and effort on our youth. Amber and Taylor and Morgan and Regina and myself and my wife and some Tom who's in charge of the youth. We are doing everything we can to make sure our youth have a successful future. But we want them to grow, which means we have to show them that we care about being here. Seems pretty bad, right? But all is not lost, because that is the worst thing I have to say. Almost every other thing I have to say is great. Because, frankly, we are doing great in almost every other metric. You cannot measure how well we are doing as a church based on the number of people who are coming here. Yes, that is very obviously a factor, but it is not the factor. We are doing great things like outreaching in the community. You guys know that every 2 months the men's business meeting meets to decide what to do with the tower money. We don't keep the tower money for ourselves. We keep the tower money to help the community. Two weeks ago, we wrote 4 checks with the tower money to help out people in the community. We gave New Beginnings a few $100 so they could buy ultrasound machines. We gave, what did we give those other checks to? Kevin, do you remember? I forgot. Our missions, that's what it was. Okay, that's not really community, but we gave that money to our missions. But in the past, we give money to, we sponsor a bed through Journey Home so they can help the homeless. We sponsor the Fuller Center so that they can do their Greater Blessings projects. All these people who put Christ's name first in the community, we help them. We are outreaching. We are finding people. We spent a lot of money on that big sign. We're using that sign. Amber and everybody else who was working on our coat drive and our backpack drive, we gave out 60-ish backpacks this year. It was a lot. It felt like a lot. And then we gave out a few dozen coats, and we still have people doing that. So we are doing a great job in outreaching our community. We are doing a great job in reaching to each other. If you don't feel like your needs are being met, then you need to tell us what needs are not being met. Because we are doing everything we can, quite in overdrive, to help. We've got flower ministry. We've got card ministry. We've got people. This is in orange because we always need more people to div community. If you want to know an easy way you can help, take communion to the people who are not able to come to church. And that is mostly Mick and Glenda. We need people to help do this. Because right now, you want to know who's on that list to help? John, myself, Alan. It's so easy. But we need people to do these things. That's probably the biggest thing we're struggling with right now within InReach, is finding more people to help with that particular project. But we've got, our youth has great ideas for how we're going to do outreach or InReach to the people. Taylor's got this idea of pairing youth with an older member of the congregation. Our youth are going to start adopting you. Get ready. It's coming. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen with that. I'm not old enough to participate, or I certainly would. But you can guarantee my kids will. Because that is how much we want our children to take care of you. Because they are the future leaders of the congregation. Finance. Our finances are great. Our finances are up. Look where we were at last year. And even with less people, we have more money. You guys are donating wonderfully. Keep it up. Because we need your funding to keep the lights on. We need your funding to do that community outreach, to help our youth, to support our missions. Don't stop. You are doing great. Kevin told me, I asked Kevin, what should I say to the congregation? He said, tell them how proud of them that I am. Tell them that they're not only giving the money to support the church, they're also giving out of their own pocket to help fund some of these programs that we do for the community. I know Pat and FL, they did the work with the shelter. I know a lot of that came out of their own pocket, not ours. Some of you are probably doing things I don't even know about. Good job. Why do you do that? Because God said to give cheerfully. To give with your whole heart. And you guys have met that demand. That is awesome. Youth, education. We're in overdrive here. We are doing so many good things with our youth and education. We've gone back to LTC. We're continuing our VBS. Our youth group has grown. Hopefully we see, especially from 2001. So we're going to keep pushing those goals. We're going to be focusing a lot on Matthew because that is the subject of LTC. I told you a little bit about the adult and kids connection we're going to be doing. We're going to be working on some more service projects. But also, we're still teaching our youth to help the community. A few months ago, Amber said, we're going to help two families with Christmas. That fell through. They got all the help that they need. But at the last minute, I got a phone call. And you guys rallied around this family all because of that one thing our youth decided to do. This family right here, you guys don't know them, but this is the family you helped. They live in Independence. They got to have a Christmas because you made it happen. Not because through the church donations, but through your own personal pockets. You helped this family. You showed them God's love. Fellowship. Fellowship. So many things going on. I know Regina's working on the Valentine's dinner. She's probably already got some things planned. Regina, is that true? I told her she should have it at her house. Yes, you guys haven't seen, we had a big fellowship thing yesterday at Regina's brand new house. And this house is really cool. But you guys should go check it out. I think all of it should be at Regina's house for now. But yes, we want to do these things. You guys are continuing to do these things. I know the ladies, you guys are still doing your secret sister stuff. I know that some of you were already thinking, I bet I got this person, or this person got me. I always think that's cool listening to you guys talk about this thing and see how right you are at the end. My wife was completely wrong this year. But we've got this stuff going on, and we've got more plans for the future. We're going to still do Wednesday night dinners. We're still going to have ladies' days, and we're still going to have cleaning days. We've got a cleaning day coming up. Another great way all of you guys can help, we're going to have a garage sale. We're doing good things with fellowship. Campus ministry, non-existent, has existed in 2 years now, which is sad. Because where are we right next to? We're right next to the college. How many college people are in this room right now? Zero. Well, yeah, to be fair, they're all on break. But how many people come? I can only name one. Devia. And I know right now she's back in her home country. So this is something we could definitely work on. The elders, I'm going to let the elders tell you about their plans for the future. But they do want you to know that they are here. If you guys have complaints, go to them. Don't grumble about what's going on. Do your Christian duty and talk to the people whose job is to fix those complaints. Especially in matters, in spiritual matters. They are doing things. I know that Alan is sending out daily devotionals. I get them every single day. I read them every single day. That's not easy. I prepare 4 classes a week, and that takes a lot of my time. But Alan prepares these daily devotionals because he cares about you, because he loves you. They're sending postcards, emails, phone calls. They're having a meeting most Wednesdays when it's necessary. But if you want to meet with them, I know they want to meet with you. They love you guys, and they are doing their best. But if you think they could be doing better, go tell them. Got that, John? I told everybody here to go talk to you about their complaints. You can yell at me later for that. I want to talk about Jesus this year. Because a few years ago, I decided that it's time for us to focus on the Bible. And so I said, we're going to preach and read the Bible through a whole year. Last year, I talked about biblical foundations of principles and morals and ethics. I even preached through Romans in like 20-something weeks. But this year, I want to talk about Jesus for 2 reasons. One, because of LTC. Our youth is doing the book of Matthew in LTC. So I will be preaching through the book of Matthew to help our church. Help our youth. But 2, we are only here because of Jesus. Sure, I like you guys, and I would love to have you guys all in my home, but if I didn't have Jesus, I think I'd probably be sleeping right about now. Now, Jesus is the greatest thing to ever happen to us. And sometimes, when we look forward into the future, it's important to know where we came from. And nothing is better than that, than how we see Jesus. Self-examination requires having hard conversations. It requires hearing things you don't want to hear. It requires you admitting that probably at some point in the past, you messed up. But I've got good news. You're still here. There's still time to change it. But you need to make sure you're doing things right. You need to make sure you are walking in your faith, living your faith, making sure you're doing the works God has called you to do. Be honest with yourself. You can lie to me all day long. I will believe you. Probably. But you cannot lie to God. You cannot hide from God. Because if you do, you're going to face judgment. You're going to face wrath. You're going to face condemnation. And he certainly doesn't want that. So protect yourself. Guard the gates of your body, the eyes, ears, and mouth. Hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil. Do good, because you have been given grace. Certainly we're doing better, but in some ways we're doing worse. We should always strive as the church to be better. We should definitely not strive for the status quo, because that is the bare minimum. Being Christian is never about doing the absolute minimum. It's about doing what God has called you to do. And this is not going to work unless everyone participates, because the same people are doing the same things over and over and over. And we need help. We need all of your support, because if we don't change, these numbers are going to continue to drop and fall, and one day we're just going to close our doors. That's not who Christians are. Christians should be content to sit and listen to me talk. If you're coming here to listen to me, maybe you guys need a better outlook. But come here to worship God. Let's do that in 2023. Let's focus on being a better church. Is there anything I can do to help you? That you need our prayers? Feel free to come forward as John leads us in song.